Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. You know, I got to tell you, folks, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And, you know, we're always excited about what's going on. Today, we've got from Media Matters, Dayanita Ramesh. She's talking to us about how the right-wing lies have become Main Street news, even if it's not right-wing news. Dayanita, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Always a pleasure. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's
amazing to me. You know, first off, you know, we're in the media business. We're radio. Mm-hmm. We're a talk show. But I know, and I think a number of other people, but not everybody knows, that the American public, the American taxpayers, the citizens of this country own the airwaves that I broadcast on.
Mm-hmm.
And they own the airwaves that TVs broadcast TVs on. And, you know, quite honestly, I think that the American public should have a great deal to say on what goes on in cable. I mean, you know,
sure.
the research has been done by the government scientists for cable TV, and, you know, it's been around for a while. But that backbone was put in place by the American taxpayer.
Sure.
We have people out there that use the airwaves and cable and everything else for their own gain and for their own political agenda. They do everything.
Absolutely.
That
are you referring to someone in particular?
No,
right
just
now?
One or two. Just one or two. But you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, we get the heads of these organizations that just kind of, well, we're going to do whatever we want to do, and you can't stop us. And I think it's just a matter of the fact that the American public just hasn't said, you know what, enough is enough. You're not allowed in Canada because they don't consider you news. You know, why should we put up with it?
Right. That's a really good question. And I think it's especially important during this election cycle because you're kind of seeing, you know, just all kinds of things that you couldn't imagine getting media coverage, getting so much attention. I mean, like Donald Trump saying President Obama was the founder of ISIS and then clarifying multiple times that he was just being sarcastic or that he was just joking.
But he really means it
right
now.
Right. I mean, how can that be a legitimate news story?
I don't know how it's a legitimate news story by any stretch of the imagination, but they run with it. And
right.
then, you know, and then they've got sponsors to pay for it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I think the real issue is that even though, you know, most of us do know that obviously these things are not true, I mean, there's still so many people that still have, you know, a little bit of doubt about these stories. I mean,
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I don't care if it's a person that has mm-hmm. mental and emotional problems or not. There are some people, there is a certain percentage of the population that is going to do exactly what you ask them to do if you are a known person like Sarah Palin. Oh, mm-hmm. we're going to lock them load. We're going to light them up. We're going to target them. We're going to, you know, we're going to exercise our Second Amendment rights. And what happens? Gabby
right.
Gifford gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yeah.
you can't tell me that they are not responsible for the actions of others
right.
when they're encouraging
right.
it.
Oh, no, no, they absolutely are. And I mean, I think that's probably what is the most harmful thing about, you know, devoting so much time to these types of stories is that, you know, they lead to horrible things like that. You know, there's people that really believe them even after they've been debunked. I mean, you take something like the idea that President Obama wasn't born in the United States, which, you know, was a big part of the 2008 election cycle. And recently NBC and SurveyMonkey did a poll that said 74% of registered Republicans still have doubts about his citizenship and birthplace. So, I mean, this is
well,
after
yeah,
years
you know,
of debunking.
Right. And you know, you know, we talked about those people who may not be mentally or emotionally stable.
Mm-hmm.
There are still other people out there that will go to a Trump convention and says, oh, yeah, you know, they used to take people out on a stretcher. Yeah, go ahead, you know, hurt them. You know, I'll pay for your legal bills.
Right.
And that's what people did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what people did. And, you know, there are people that they don't need a reason. They're just looking for an excuse. And mm-hmm. and Fox News and Donald Trump and Michael Savage and Glenn Beck and yeah. all the rest of them seem to be providing that.
Right. I mean, it's not just Fox News. I mean, they are definitely like the main people to blame for picking up fringe stories. But it's also, you know, when mainstream news, I mean, like CNN and even MSNBC at times starts covering these stories heavily as well. I mean, that's also a really big problem. I mean, that's sort of like giving legitimacy to these stories that we know are totally false.
I mean,
a lot of people, and a lot of people already know that, you know, that they should question Fox News. But then, you know, CNN this election cycle has just been like Trump 24/7. So they've been just giving, you know, there's all kinds of like panels and commentators who just totally parse his words and try to understand what's going on. And it sort of like makes it seem like something worth thinking about when we know it's not.
There you go. So. How do we change that?
Well, I mean, I think some good things that have come out of this election cycle are some of the like live, like real-time fact-checking. I mean, NPR, if you follow them on Twitter, like for example, during Trump's economic speech, was like fact-checking it live, and so things like that are really important. And also, MSNBC has been doing these things where, you know, when they're airing a Trump speech, they show in chyrons in parentheses, they fact check things he's saying, like right during lifetime, like they'll say like this wasn't real, like this is non-existent. So things like that are really important.
I wish we could get everybody to do that, and I wish we could get somebody to do it for some of these cable news stations, shows hosts.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and it's like it's crazy that it's so necessary, but I mean, he just, you know, every other thing he says is a total lie, and it's just, I mean, it's yeah, I mean, we just really need them to do that, or else. Yeah, they just completely take over the news cycle.
Absolutely. Day and Anita, we have got to get going. We appreciate you being with us today.
Sure.
Very quickly, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
Yeah, sure. So you can see this video. You can read, you know, blogs, all kinds of things we're researching on our website at mediamatters.org. We're also on Twitter at MMFA, and we're also on Facebook.
Well, there you go. And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet that for you. We appreciate you watching Fox News so we don't have to.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Thank you.
And hopefully you get combat pay or at least cookies. I don't know. Whichever is more important. But in any case, I got to get going. I appreciate you being with us today. It was Day and Anita Ramesh of Media Matters. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.